The Speaker of the National Assembly has declined the ATM's request to have the voting procedure on the Section 89 Independent Panel's report to be held in a secret ballot. The President of the ATM had written to the Speaker last week requesting that she consider allowing MPs to vote through a secret ballot following the debate on the Section 89 Panel report. The Speaker, in terms of the rules, she is empowered to exercise her discretion in determining the voting method to be employed to decide questions before the House where no voting method is prescribed in terms of the rules of the National Assembly. In her letter to the President of the ATM, the Speaker said that she believes that a closed voting procedure will deprive the citizens of identifying the positions of their representatives across party lines, and that this may facilitate the possibility of corruption aimed at influencing members to vote in a manner where they will be shielded from accountability to the people they represent for the exercise of their constitutional duty. The Speaker also said that she had to balance Mr. Zungula's reasons for secret ballot procedure against other imperatives, including the foundational constitutional principle of openness as set out in the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. Furthermore, the Speaker said the constitutional requirements as set out in Section 59(1)(b) that the Assembly must conduct its proceedings in an open manner was also an important consideration in this case. The Speaker said she believed that the constitutional imperatives set out above were equally compelling for the Assembly to uphold when considered against her assessment of the prevailing political atmosphere in the country at present. An open and transparent procedure followed by the Assembly to exercise this important decision on the Section 89 Independent Panel Report can only bring about public trust and confidence in the Assembly and our democratic dispensation.